Paul, you haven't been shy to share your feelings about Mark Stewart and his desire to play for this team. What was it like to see him score that first goal, and what was he doing there?
I wish we were going to have an investigation on that later. Everybody want him up the ice. You know, you want your D up the ice. He gets enough pucks to the net, he can score some goals. Everybody's capable. He just goes out and plays as hard as he possibly can every shift. He does the same thing in the morning skate, same thing in every practice. And that's leadership. You like those guys every once in a while to get one of those real important goals to feel good. But if he hadn't scored, he wouldn't necessarily feel any better about his game. He knows what he's out there to do. And he was great at that tonight, plus the goal. So his game isn't better because he scored. He played a great game in what he does. He got one in the net. Game winner, good for him.
When a team like Washington comes to town, it's always focused on defense, especially with guys like Alexander Ovechkin, and your best defender is usually your goalie. Do you see that tonight?
It was really good. I did think that we did a pretty good job through 56 minutes of, let's just say, 5-on-5 play. Mark Scheifele's line probably did the only thing that you can do against that line is control the puck. If you end up defending against that line all night, you're not going to win that. 70 points says that he's going to beat you. And then anytime we had the breakdowns, Mr. Pavlik, I think we have to call him Mr. now. Andre was fantastic.
Can you remember the last time you were upset with a period of hockey that your team played?
Second period in St. Louis.
Is that a statement on this team that that's as bad as it gets?
Even in that one, it was just we stopped skating. And then when I was upset during the game, and then after game looked at it, St. Louis was really good. Our level, our consistently and compete level's just been pretty darn good. We had a tough schedule coming off that All-Star break. We really did. And we got back to moving the way that we needed to move in Vancouver that night. And after that, I think we played pretty darn hard and pretty darn well.
How hard is it to stay that consistent for that long?
It's the most difficult thing to achieve, especially when you have people out of your lineup, to be consistent. But the effort, I don't have to wind these guys up. I really haven't had to. They're ready to go.
Paul, I think Washington had something 60, 61 attempts on net or whatever was it at the end of the game, but it seemed like they could have had so many more if your guys hadn't been in the right place at the right time defensively. Was that as good as you played against a team that plays that style in terms of disrupting what they were trying to do?
We had to play really hard to get in those shooting lanes. This is a really unique team. You don't get to see them very much, and I know that. And why wouldn't you talk about Ovechkin and Backstrom and some of the skill players that they have? But I'm not sure that we've played as big a team on the wings. So they get in on that forecheck and they hauled onto it. They got pucks back out to the point on their size and strength. And we had some desperation blocks out there because they're strong down low. We had a really difficult time. We go back to your question about a bad period. The last game that I thought we weren't in the game was in Washington. We didn't play very well. And part of it was they're a really, really good team. And they play hard, and he's got them competing like the Nashville Predators did last year with some high-end talent. So we spent a lot in that game just keeping those pucks away from the goal, and we couldn't get to all of them. I mean, their power play is spectacular. We did a really good job. And like I said, when we couldn't, Andre was just fantastic tonight.
Why the Scheifele line to go up against them as opposed to Ladd, Frolik, and Lowry? Because I think you had them out there against them for the first shift, didn't you?
No, but the last three games. So it's the criteria that I use for matchups may not be what you think.
Can you expand on that?
Well, I could, yeah. There's a different set of things that we're looking for in our matchup.
Could you expand maybe by describing what you thought of Drew Stafford's play tonight?
Just continual growth, he's gotten quicker and faster, and his hands are quick like we remember him when he was, a younger player. It's not fair. He's got a real good skill set, tremendous ability to read the game and to make plays. And You know, that line of A players want to play with A players, that idea. He's practiced now with Scheifele and Wheeler and played in the game. Two guys with great speed. His game's gotten faster. And I'm not talking about just his legs. I'm talking about more the speed and the pace of the plays develop so that he can make those plays, that cycle play to Scheifele. He's gotten his game quickness back. Some of that, you'll divide it up into different definitions, confidence, feeling good, whatever it is. But he's quick now. He's quick with the puck. I'm not talking about blinding speed, but his game is quick.
So I know you've long liked the chemistry between Scheifele and Wheeler. So what is it, in your opinion, that Stafford has done that's kind of opened the game so much for that?
Well, line? He makes some plays. He makes great reads, keeps things alive, you know, down the wall with a little shift there. But he does some really, really good things with the puck from the top of the circles down. There's a real good idea of when it just needs to go to the net. So the two goals that he scored, like a version of that in Detroit and down the wall the other night against St. Louis, or when to pull up and make a play. He's not afraid to put the puck at the net. You know, some guys kind of define themselves. I find that they're passers, and that pass is coming whether you want it or not. He really reads when it's just a shot, you need to get the puck to the net, or when to make a play. And because Mark and Blake are so quick, they can react off that.